Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 15th, and the whole week ahead. With Venus moving forwards direct in the sign of Pisces, you're in a fine position to make friends and influence people, but it could well be that you have to go cap in hand to someone or eat humble pie for something that you've done in the past, maybe even the recent past, which was wrong. But you can make amends now by doing what is right. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, a little bit of time to yourself and pulling back from the rat race is well deserved with these stars. You see, these stars are all about taking some time out, enjoying what you're doing, and if you can do something different to the norm and what you usually do, even better. Links to family could provide the odd surprise, even shock, but in the end, it will all work out swimmingly. Here's your Monday stars. The Sun's link to your ruling planet, Saturn, is all powerful. It's powerful because it gives you a chance to respond to certain things that went wrong in the past. It's about laying new foundations, putting the breeze blocks and foundations of the future into place. For instance, anything to do with a property, home or family matter is good. And also dealing with a situation from the past that maybe got out of control. Well, now you can bring it back into control with your hands at the tiller. And here's your Tuesday stars. Powerful, strong Plutonian energy around now. This can easily turn into obsession unless you're kind to yourself and kind to others. Obsession can be very, very, very destructive. You may feel a compulsive energy towards doing something. Well, that's fine. If you set the target and you set the goal and you go after it, great. But don't let it become a distraction from other matters, perhaps more emotional. And here's your Wednesday stars. The Sun now moves into Taurus. And when you get the Sun in Taurus, then you get this all-powerful vibe for you that is about love and creativity and your heart's desire. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the fifth house. It is beautiful. And it means over the next 4 weeks, you can concentrate on doing things that mean something to you and the love in your heart. Here's your Thursday stars. Mercury moving retrograde in your fourth house, leading to the fifth house, does mean a couple of things. You need to spell things out loud and clear. And certainly if you're signing contracts that pertain to property or land or money or anything material, you will have to read it with a fine-tooth comb. Don't get yourself into a tizzy or a problem by simply not reading the small print now. And here's your Friday stars. When you put Venus and Saturn together in a square, the challenge is love, compassion, and all those kind of things. It always means that one line, there's no love lost. And there's no love lost between you and someone else. There's no love lost between you and a situation. And really, today is a bit of a problem. It's a bit of a difficult day. And I would say to you, just withdraw and retreat a little bit now. Don't get too involved in situations that could bring sadness or disappointment.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.